It's Password. It's Super Password. Our special guests this week from Days of Our Lives, Leanne Hunley. And from Murder, She Wrote, William Wyndham. And the star of Super Password, Bert Cundy.
Thank you. Hi, thank you. Hello there. Come sit down, Alan. How are you? Have a seat there. Yes, sir. There you are. There you are. I thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for that lovely welcome. It's great to have you at home with us, and you in the studio audience, and the lovely Leanne is with us. And Bill, it's wonderful to be back working with you again. And I must, first, before we do anything, wish everyone a very happy St. Patrick's Day. And you know, tonight in New York, it will be banana time. So all of you be careful and have a nice time. Anybody Irish here, by the way? Half Irish?
Half Irish. Yes. Half Irish.
Half Irish. And, yes, and you have the green eyes.
The green eyes, that's how you tell, I guess.
Yes. That's part of it anyway. I had to wear green for today. Bill, welcome. Your first time on the show, as a matter of fact.
Yes, it is.
Is there any Irish in your background, sir?
No.
Thank you, Bill. Not at all, eh?
I've never even been there. I've always wanted to go.
Me too. I'm dying to go.
I got to the Outer Hebrides. That's pretty close.
Yeah, pretty close. The Inner Hebrides would have been even closer.
No. The Inner Hebrides are further away.
That's what I meant. Okay. Last time you and I, excuse us for just a second.
That's okay.
The last time you and I think it was the last time we worked together, was on an infamous, famous show. It was a Twilight Zone, wasn't it? No.
Star Trek? Were you on Star Trek?
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Was it Twilight Zone?
They don't remember. It was 15 years ago or better.
Yes, I was. Did I play your child?
Just a boy. Just a boy. Actually, you played a mean kid coming up in the office while I'm on the way down, and he was trying to get my job.
What it was
very
was
interesting.
It was
actually
an episode. Do you remember the name of the episode?
Yes, I do.
What was that?
They're tearing down Jim Reilly's bar.
That's what it was. And it won an Emmy, and it was a night show. And, of course, Bill was wonderful in the star of that, and it's great to be with you again.
It got nominated.
It won an Emmy. Nominated. That's right. Well, it didn't win. It got nominated. But in 15 years, it won.
With you and I, it won.
Absolutely, it won. How are things going with you on the show and so forth?
Just fine, yes. Just fine. Yeah. I'm looking for a man.
You are?
My character is looking for a man.
Oh, I was just going to say. I was going to have to hold everybody back.
No, I'm. I thought I had something going with a monk, but I think they said no. So they changed that storyline.
I love to ask you when you come on the show what's going on. Well, I've got this thing for a monk, and I'm. They always have something wild. Eh?
I know. He said goodbye, so now I'm setting my sights for something else. So
right.
Look out.
Okay, we will be looking out. In the meantime, we're in the middle of a game here. This is Password, in case you've forgotten, and we have Patty and Stuart are going to come in and join us right now. Come on in, gang. Hello, Stuart.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
Same here.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to see you with us. We are, as I said, in the middle of a game. As a matter of fact, Patty and Stuart really just got here because we started kind of fresh, which is unusual for us. But in the meantime, no, I don't mean that. I mean, usually we don't have two new contestants. Patty, tell us about yourself, please.
Okay, I'm Patty Snow. I'm originally from a small town called Burley, Idaho. I moved to Los Angeles about 6 months ago, and I'm supporting my California lifestyle by being a reservationist at a hotel in Bel Air.
Well, that's nice. Nothing wrong with that.
It's not bad.
Hotel in Bel Air. There aren't that many hotels in Bel Air, so probably I can only think of...
I can think of one.
Uno, but... So a very clever little plug there, Patty, and welcome to you. Stuart, tell us about yourself, sir.
My name is Stuart Nelson. I'm not Irish, but my wife is, so happy St. Patrick's Day to her. I'm a motion picture equipment salesman, and been married for 7 years and got a six-month-old baby boy.
That's wonderful. Motion picture equipment being?
Cameras, lenses, lights, tripods.
Good. Oh, good. I'm glad to. We'll talk.
Great.
I've got a brownie. It's not working correctly at home. Okay. The score at the moment. Stuart has $300 and Patty has yet to score. And we know how we're going to start the show off today. That means we're going to start with you, Stuart, playing the cash word. Now, Bill, you've never ever seen this before. This we call the magic toaster.
Okay.
When you push this little thing down, a word will appear. It is worth $4,000 to Stuart if he gets it right.
Okay.
And we're showing everybody now. And you'll have three chances to communicate this word to Stuart, three clues. Go ahead and take a look at it, and we'll show everybody at home what the word is. Take a look at it, and when you're ready, Bill, we are ready for clue number one, sir.
Vanderbilt.
University.
Clue number two.
Rich.
Rockefeller.
Third and final clue.
Storm.
Hurricane.
Oh. Now, he could have said, I had a rhyme that might have worked. But I don't know if it's too close. How about typhoon?
Tycoon.
Oh, that would have done it. That's what I thought you might have said, but
no,
you didn't. I'm sorry about
that.
Next time, the cash word is worth $5,000. With our score, 300 for Stuart. Patty, up the score. We'll change partners, and we'll change partners. Go ahead, gang. We'll break away. We'll come back with some more. No. Not necessary every time. Okay, so here we are. Stuart has $300. Patty has yet to score. This is the $300 puzzle. So, Patty, now is the time to do it if you're going to do it. Yeah, this is a good time to do it. Leanne and Bill, you'll be giving the clues. So, let's show everybody at home what the word is, and off we go. There it is. And if you will start us off, William, you look right in
here. Oh, they're here. Okay.
Yeah, and there's the word. Can you see it?
Wait a minute.
Oops.
Wait a minute.
Don't get your nose caught in there. You... Can you see it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Who goes first?
You do, sir.
Vanilla.
Chocolate.
Perfect. That wasn't so hard, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. On the board, we have chocolate, Patty.
Is it the Easter Bunny?
Is it the Easter Bunny? This could very well have been.
St. Patrick's
Oh, they're groaning. I can't say anything. I must not say anything because I gave the puzzle away twice last week.
I saw that.
You did? Yeah. I mustn't do that again. I'm not going to say anything. Next word, please. Yeah. It should be popping up there. There it is. Bill, continue if you will.
Bolts.
Nuts.
Yes. That's a hard way to do that. Okay. Chocolate nuts, Patty.
Is it Rocky Road?
Is it Rocky Road?
No.
What? What's the matter? You got money on this or something? Yeah. Audience is going, whoa, they're brokenhearted. Next word, please. All right, Bill, if you will, sir. What? He just looked up.
No uncertain
terms. Does it go from when you look or when he looks up?
Yeah.
Well, he
Brianna,
just went,
if you will, please.
You got a buzz before he...
Viewing.
Seeing.
Okay, now it's your turn, Bill, and I suggest you move rather quickly, sir.
Watching.
Looking.
That's it. Chocolate, nuts, looking. Patty? Oh, Leanne, you know, don't you? Okay, anybody else up here know what it is? Bill, do you know what the puzzle is by any means? Stuart, anybody? You know what it is? Okay, this side knows. Bill, you have to close them out. Here comes your next word. All right. William, please, sir.
Buy.
Sell.
Uh-oh. Leanne?
Three.
Four.
Yes. That's a clever way to do it. Chocolate, nuts, looking, and four for the game, Stuart.
Sunday.
Oh, he said Sunday. Okay, it's not a chocolate Sunday. Next word, and last one, if you will, please. This is it, gang. Leanne?
Chocolate.
Sunday.
Oh, William.
Striper.
Candy.
Yes. Striper. Nice going. Striper, eh? Chocolate, nuts, looking for candy.
Let me try again. Is it an Easter egg hunt?
Is it an Easter egg hunt? Now you have a chance. Bill, what do you think it is?
Macadamians.
He said, was he late, though? Was he late? It's okay. Is it Macadamians? That's why they said it's okay. Okay, Stuart, for the game.
Mr. Goodbar.
Is it a Mr. Goodbar? I have no idea. I didn't know that. You knew that.
I knew that one.
I thought it was a scavenger hunt.
I didn't know that. I remember that.
Looking for Mr. Goodbar. Well, I didn't get it, but then that's nothing unusual. And you did, Stuart. Congratulations to you. I'm sorry, gang. I was with you. I had no idea what it was. Looking for Mr. Goodbar. Well, that's the way it goes. We have to say goodbye to you, Patty. I'm terribly sorry you just got here and you leave us empty-handed almost, except Gene, I'm sure we'll have something nice for you, and I'm terribly sorry. But thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. We'll be right back to play Super Fast World over there for $10,000. See you in a minute. Well, I never occurred to me.
I saw that movie, and I was never so blown away by anything.
I'll see to it. Here we are. Here we are with our new champion, Stuart. It's your first time here, as you know, and you picked a good time to arrive because we have $10,000 up for grabs. So what I'm going to do is give you 10 words beginning with the letter B and continuing through K, all right? Okay. B through K. Everyone you get right, Stuart, I'll give you $100. If you get all 10 of them, I'll give you $10,000. Yeah. You know how we do this, of course. 60 seconds. Can you see okay? You're all right
there?
Yes,
I can.
All right, let's take a look at your first word, please. There it is on the board, and if you've got it, good luck to you, Stuart. Ready, and go.
Bathing.
Bath.
Suit.
Bikini.
C.
Cows.
Cattle.
D.
Duck.
Duckling.
Wacky. Taffy. Pass.
Daffy.
Inhale.
Exhale.
F.
State. Southern.
Florida.
Yes. G.
Evening.
Gown.
H.
Football.
Hero.
Group.
Huddle.
I.
Tax.
Income.
J.
Janice.
James. Joplin.
Okay.
Judo. Oh.
Karate.
No, I'm sorry. Diamond.
Carrot.
Yes.
D.
Daffy.
Yes! Yes!
Nice going. Oh, do you know how much time you have left?
How much?
None.
Are you all right?
Well, when you said karate, I said, whoops, there we go. Because I did the same thing when I first saw it. And Joplin was great. And Karen is holding up a card for me now to tell you how much time you had left. You have two zeros. You had no time left. It must have been right on the button. You got it. You have $10,000. You now have $10,600. And we'll come back and play some more in just a minute. Oh, that was great. Jeff, are you? Oh. A minute. What? Well, cartoon. We're back. We're back, and we have a new champion, which is always exciting. And needless to say, it was so close, we almost didn't have a new champion. Boy, that was really something. It would have been terrible to have blown it on Daffy, wouldn't it? You lost? Yeah, I lost $10,000. Why? Daffy. I couldn't get Daffy done. Well, you got it. And we have a new challenger for you, too, Stuart. And here she comes. Terry, come on in, please.
Hi.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, Terry. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Hi.
Well, welcome to you. You've come at a rather exciting time, an exciting day. It's St. Patrick's Day. Tell us about yourself, Terry.
Yes. Well, my name is Terry Jamara. I was born and raised in Bakersfield, California, where I live now. And I'm a personal accountant for my grandfather at his home. That's what I do. So, and I'm really glad to be here.
I'm sure she was going to say, and he's really rich. I'm not sure. So you handled only one account?
Only one account, yes.
Oh, nice.
His things.
That's very nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's rather interesting. I've learned a lot.
Yes. I hope you're around here for a while so we can do some prime. We'll try to figure out what that's all about. All right, well, good luck to you, and here we go. If you're ready, gang, this is the $100 puzzle. And Leanne and William giving the clues, here comes the first word, please. There it is. See, nice and big. Bill, if you'll lead us off.
Salami.
Ham.
All right. Leanne?
Roman.
Italian.
That's correct. Okay. On the board, we have Italian. What could that be, Stuart?
Sonny Bono.
Hey, he's Italian. Is it Sonny Bono? Okay, here we go.
I got you, babe.
All right. Next word, please. There it is. All right, can you see it, Leanne?
Yes.
All right, you continue, please.
Bumps.
Dimples.
Okay. This could get ugly.
I'm sorry,
Bill?
Did she say bumps?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
Mounds.
Hills.
Okay. Leanne?
Battle.
Field.
Oh, all right, fourth and final clue.
Fat.
Bulging.
Form of the word? No, we give it on that. Yes, we do. On ING, we give it. Okay. We have Italian bulges, Terry.
Oh.
Yes. Two minds but a single thought. Shh. Don't say anything. Okay, no guess there. Here we go. Next word, please. All right, Bill, lead us off.
Unbelievable.
Remarkable.
Okay, Leanne?
Astonishing.
Stupefying.
All right. William?
Incomprehensible.
Okay, here's the fourth and final clue.
That's
incredible.
Yes. Very good. That's a funny clue.
Wow. Wow, you did. I'm sorry.
You're giving clues like men. Yeah, okay, here we go. Put it on the board. We have Italian bulges incredible. Stuart.
Still hoes.
Okay. Stuart. Okay, well, Bill and I have an idea. I don't know if it's going to hold or not. Here we go. Next word, please. There it is. Leanne, if you will.
Bulk.
Weight.
Okay, William.
Incredible.
Size.
Leanne.
Green.
Hulk.
Yes, very good. Very good. Italian, bulges, incredible, and Hulk Stewart.
Is it Lou Ferrigno? Yeah.
Is it Lou Ferrigno? Yes, it is. Didn't need athlete. Very nice. Okay, that's $100 for Stewart. We'll break away and come back with some more Super Password in just a second after this message for us. Yeah, let me tell you, incredible. Yeah. I'm blowing my little green whistle because 'tis St. Patrick's Day, and I wish you all a very healthy and happy one wherever you may be, and to all of you as well. We will see you all here tomorrow, as a matter of fact, and I hope we see you here tomorrow, too. May the good Lord keep you in the palm of his hand. Good night, all.